The following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. Road trip. The Carolina Panthers start the 2012 campaign in enemy territory. Three devastating injuries. 3 long years battling through rehab. But TD is back and ready to roll. This is the moment we've been waiting for. It's time to huddle up and kick off the Carolina Panthers regular season. This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network, and you've stepped into the huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera.
By bus and by plane, the Carolina Panthers spent the week in the central Gulf Coast of Florida, a retreat that acted as a prelude for the regular season. Forced from their creature comforts at Bank of America Stadium by the Democratic National Convention, Coach Ron Rivera and his team embraced this extended road trip as the ideal way to prepare for the season kickoff against Tampa Bay. The Panthers' home away from home, the IMG Football Academy in Bradenton, Florida. Despite the heat and despite the humidity, the players had few distractions, which helped them sharpen their focus for the long road ahead.
I think we got a group of guys that'll come down here, do what you're supposed to do. You know, it's not a trip to the beach. It's a trip down here for us to play a game. And as long as we handle it like that, everything will be fine.
Look where we at, you know what I'm saying? We out here in nowhere, you know what I mean? So all you got to do is just focus on football. I mean, everybody all committed in, so we all going to focus in and get ready for this Sunday.
Hello and welcome into the Panthers Huddle. I'm Mick Mixon with Greg Brannon of the Panthers Television Network. And, Greg, it's been an interesting week down here in Florida with the Panthers, a productive week, maybe kind of an enjoyable one being down here in Florida.
Well, Mick, I don't know that anybody would have drawn it up this way. The preference certainly not to be on the road for a week leading up to your first regular season game. But I don't know. It's really turned out to be quite a gem. And I know you know these guys pretty well. We've been around them, you know, in the hotel, out here on the practice field. Do you feel like the players and coaches both have embraced it?
Yeah, I really do. I think psychologists have long understood that adversity breeds togetherness and togetherness breeds togetherness. So this has had the feel to it, sort of like training camp light, son of training camp, to get the players sequestered, no distractions here, and just focus on football and the task at hand against Tampa Bay.
Well, I think that's exactly it. You know, most of the outside world focused on the team being down here at IMG for the week, while the guys on the field, at least, they've been focused on one thing, and that's playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I think the key to this game will have to be execution. They play a lot of man-to-man, and, you know, they want to put their hands on the receivers and, you know, basically challenging the receivers to say, you know, whose guy's better. And they expect that the pressure get to the quarterback, you know, before, you know, the receiver get open. So, you know, we got a lot of challenges on each and every position that, you know, it kind of makes us, you know, yearn for this game to come sooner than later.
They were very active in free agency this offseason. But, you know, for the most part, man, the same old Tampa, man. They could be, you know, the best in the league. Or maybe not. So it all depends on what they bring, but the potential is there, and that's how we feel about our team too.
I'm looking forward to this challenge and this game and really see, you know, what we're all about against a good team, I think. Thought they did a really good job in the preseason, especially in that third game where they played a bunch against the Patriots. So, yeah, we got our work cut out for us, and so it's just got to show up.
This is a special edition of the Panthers Huddle. We're in Florida, and we are glad you are here with us. When we come back, the head coach will join us to talk about this Southern Road swing. And later, the man behind the IMG Football Academy, not only is he playing host to his former team, he's also got very close ties to Cam and Luke.
This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you in part by Bank of America. Panthers checking, only from Bank of America. Now, back to the Panthers Huddle with your host, Mick Mixon.
Welcome back to the Panthers Huddle. The Carolina Panthers are on the road to play Tampa Bay. In fact, on the road all week. It has been a lengthy trip, head coach of the Panthers, now steps inside the huddle with us. Coach, how would you summarize the team's work and just the overall mood down here in Florida?
Well, I think it's been very good, Mickey. It was a good opportunity for us to get away and learn some things and spend a little bit more time together as a team. So I feel pretty good about it, pretty comfortable about what happened. And, you know, hopefully we can take this and use it as we get ready for this game.
Do you feel the team kind of coming together, bonding in a way on the road?
I think so. I think it's a good opportunity for our guys to spend a little bit more time together as opposed to, you know, once they're done, you know, they kind of split up. But here, you know, once they're done, a lot of guys have been going out to dinner, hanging out. So I think it's been a good thing.
Some of your injured guys, Coach, look like they've been returning to form. How do you plan to use some of those guys against Tampa Bay?
Well, Mick, you know, we'll see how things unfold as far as the game's concerned, but it's good having John Beeson back on the football field. I think, you know, having him out there will really help us. Having Steve back will be a big shot in the arm for our offense. So, you know, just getting guys back on the field is important.
What does your scouting report on Greg Schiano's Tampa Bay Buccaneers reveal?
Well, I think if there's one thing that, you know, we'll find, if we're going to find a team that's going to be tough and physical and they're going to play hard. So, you know, what we got to make sure we do as far as all those things are concerned is come out and take care of our own business. You know, do things that we're supposed to be doing. You know, be disciplined in what we're trying to accomplish and then finish.
Emotions will be riding high on both sides. Be a great win to get. Coach, one of the reasons that you're down here in Florida is a former Carolina Panther, Chris Winkie. He spent a lot of time with both your first-round draft picks, Luke Kuechly and Cam Newton. What kind of a relationship is this the Panthers have with Chris?
Well, I think it's been a great relationship. And, again, it all started last year with Cam. You know, when the lockout was going on, Cam came down here and spent about a good probably 6-7 weeks with Chris, and Chris kind of prepped him. Chris has been in this system. He understands our offensive system, so that was huge. This past draft, Luke Kuechly came down and, you know, he prepared for the draft. And then after that, he came down here and worked out a little bit more with Chris's people down here at IMG. So it was a good situation for us to be able to develop that relationship. And then when we had the opportunity, bring this team down here and prepare for the Tampa Bay opener.
Still have a lot of good relationships with people within the organization up there in Carolina. And obviously, with the DNC coming to town, they were looking for a facility that would be able to host them. It just fortunately worked out that they're opening up with Tampa Bay, and the staff came down, checked it out, and felt comfortable with what we had to offer, and we're excited to have him here.
Winkie spent his entire professional football career with the Panthers. Drafted in 2001, Chris was with the team until 2006. Now, as the director of the IMG Football Academy, Winkie pours his competitive nature and extensive football knowledge into hundreds of young players each year.
We've got kids as young as 8 years old. All the way through, really the core of our business is the high school player, and then obviously have a niche within the guys getting ready for the NFL, and then we get a number of NFL players come down here that feel comfortable that this is the best place to prepare for their upcoming season. So, which makes it nice for me. It breaks up the monotony to be able to work with young kids all the way through NFL veterans, and the opportunity for some young kids to see NFL guys training here is an advantage for them.
The IMG Academy may cater to the younger athletes, but it's also developing a reputation of a place where pros come to train and hone their craft. Two of Winkie's prized pupils happen to be the Panthers' last two first-round draft picks, Luke Kuechly and Cam Newton.
We pay attention to details, and when I came here and was hired as a director, I wanted to establish our facility and our staff as the premier place to get guys ready for the NFL, and then once they got there, to be able to continue to train them in the offseason.
I was down here for about 8 weeks. You know, training for the combine, you know, I know a bunch of people that work here, so it's definitely a familiar spot for me.
Chris and Cam spent a lot of time together last offseason. During the NFL work stoppage, with no mini camps or offseason programs, Cam spent day after day with Chris.
Here we go, Cam.
Blue way to. Blue way to.
Nice. Nice. Well, he was a joy to work with. You know, here's a guy that came out of college with every accolade and obviously great God-given ability. And really my whole purpose was to put him in an environment to flourish and really give him the map road or the map to success. And he came down here and he did the work. You know, I'm proud to say that I spent a lot of time with him, but at the end of the day, he's the guy that really earned all of those things and came to work every single day with the right attitude. Good. I like the timing. Was a sponge for knowledge and really spent the majority of 7 weeks down here during the lockout and felt like he hit the ground running once camp opened up. And obviously the fruits of his labor came to fruition, you know, in his rookie year. Okay, Cam, footwork. 1, 2, 3. Shoulders, then reset, okay? Good. There you go.
I think if you play this game long enough,
you have to have some type of edge to it. And I think my edge is coming out continuously, you know, each and every day, and considering this opportunity a blessing. You know, a lot of guys don't get the opportunity to play in the NFL, and, you know, every single chance I get, you know, I'm gonna do it with a smile on my face. But at the same time, respecting the game enough to want to be the best, and, you know, make myself, know that it's greatness out there that I have to, you know, to strive to get.
No matter how things turn out on Sunday, Chris Winkie will watch the game with more than a passing interest. It's his former team, his prized pupils, and an NFL organization that spent 4 days in his backyard.
I couldn't be more excited about those two guys that were drafted in the first round by Carolina, because I spent an extended period of time with those guys and got to know them as people, and that's what's important to me. I knew that they would be great fits in the organization, but there's a lot of inner joy that comes with being able to see those guys go have success at the next level.
The Panthers Huddle will be right back. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera continues with the Bojangles Rewind.
That's the way to end it, though. Come home with the dub, interception.
There were so many exciting plays from the preseason, and certainly a lot more to come during the 2012 regular season. Welcome back to the Panthers Huddle. Mick Mixon here in Bradenton, Florida. You know, football at this level is a man's game. It is a young man's game. It takes so much skill and even some luck to play this game. Injuries are a part of this game. Some players go their entire careers without spending as much as a day and a half in the training room, while others have bad injury luck. Thomas Davis of the Panthers, an excellent example. Three terrible knee injuries, three grueling rehabs. Our Panthers insider, Mike Kraft, has more now on a player that hopes to make an inspirational return.
Even though Panthers linebacker Thomas Davis is about to go where no other player has gone before, he is less interested. In his bid to make his third comeback from major knee surgery.
Thing, I'm extremely blessed and extremely excited to even be out here right now, you know. Given the three ACLs and the rehab that we had to go through to get back to this point, I'm extremely excited thankful and just grateful that I'm here right now.
Davis' exuberance was obvious when he took the field for the first time this preseason. And it didn't take long for him to get into the mix.
It's a sack, and Thomas Davis meet Mark Sanchez.
This sack of Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez caused the Panthers' sideline to explode. To a man, it was an emotional salute to hard work and dedication. Davis's teammates were inspired by his comeback because many of them have been with him every step of the way during this third comeback. Teammates like James Anderson have watched and supported Davis on this latest journey. They've seen the hard work he put in with Ryan Vermillion and his staff of athletic trainers this time and twice before.
Oh, it was good, man, you know, to see a guy have to go through, you know, that many trials and fight that much time to actually come back and play well. So it was good to see, have him back out there. It was good, you know, to have him beside me. Well, it brings a lot, you know. You bring that caliber of player back with just his excitement and his leadership on the sideline. You get that kind of guy back on the field.
Even the newest Panthers like Luke Kuechly, the player who will likely replace Davis in the starting lineup, are impressed by Davis's unwavering love of the game.
You know, Thomas is a football player, and I think you ask any of these guys out here and they get injured, you know, they want to get back as soon as they can. Excuse me. And then, you know, having Thomas out there, I think, you know, his first play, he had a sack, you know, bringing the energy, you know, after the play, you could see how, you know, excited, how pumped up, you know, how happy he was to be back out there. And
Davis won't measure his success by the number of plays or even the minutes in a game, but by the moments he may have taken for granted earlier in his career.
And I was so past that point, you know, a long time ago, just being grateful and being thankful for being in the position that I'm in. And, you know, I think a lot of that goes back to me and my foundation and the work that I do with these kids in this community, just seeing the situation that some of these kids that we work with are in and just knowing I grew up like that. So I know what it means to grow up like that, and I know what it means to come from humble beginners, and I'm extremely thankful for every opportunity that's been given to me.
This is Mike Kraft for the Panthers Huddle.
When you can't find the Panthers tickets you want or use the Panthers tickets you bought, buy and sell worry-free with NFL Ticket Exchange at NFL.com. Powered by Ticketmaster. Visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. Now, back to the Panthers Huddle and the Pepsi Community Prowl.
You are on the prowl with the Carolina Panthers and a backpack distribution at Allenbrook Elementary in Charlotte. The visit, led by former Panther Mike Rucker, was in recognition of Classroom Central's 10th anniversary. Carolina Panthers Charities provided a $25,000 grant to supply 500 students at Allenbrook with a new backpack filled with school supplies. It was fitting that Mike Rucker was helping with the pack distribution. He was a member of the Panthers 2002 squad, the same year when Classroom Central first opened its doors. During the past 10 years, Classroom Central has distributed more than $33 million in supplies to low-income schools in six school districts in the Carolinas.
You're with Panthers tight end Greg Olson. And Greg, have you ever in your career kind of started a regular season like this? Pretty unusual circumstance.
It is, but I think it's been kind of neat. They've done a really nice job organizing it and putting it all together, and it's been really smooth. So I don't think we've missed a beat. I think we've gotten a lot of good work done, and I don't think it'll have any, you know, negative effect on anything.
Now, for a player, is it maybe more difficult or maybe easier to focus just on the game Sunday when you're away like this?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have much else to do, you know, so you're right there at the hotel. Everything's readily available, tape, film, the computers, the coaches. So, you know, there probably is a little bit of an advantage to it. So we're going to take every bit of it that we can and try to be as well prepared and go out and play well.
Any truth to the fact that since you're down here, the humidity is a little bit different, having, you know, 3, 4, 5 days in it? Will that help you guys on Sunday, or is that just talk?
I think it will. It was pretty hot today. We were in full pads. I think guys felt pretty, for the most part, pretty good. You know, so, you know, to practice in this heat and get ready for the game on Sunday can't hurt. So I think, you know, it's pretty hot where we do training camp too. So, you know, it could be a lot worse.
Well, and a year can make quite a difference. I mean, last year you guys came out of an off season where there really wasn't an off season. You've had that opportunity now. I know that you and Cam have spent a lot of time together. You were just getting a little extra work in here after practice. Where do you feel like this offense is compared to where you left things at the end of last season?
You know, you can only hope that with all the work that we put in that it wouldn't be for nothing. You know, you'd hope that we've made a lot of progress and gotten a lot of work and gotten better. So, you know, we'll find out on Sunday. That's really the only true test of, you know, where you're at is when you play another opponent at full strength for four quarters. So we'll go out and hopefully play well, and from now to then we'll prepare to play well.
And starting against a division opponent, is that kind of like a times two as far as just trying to get a win on the road? And yeah. And this Bucks team, they look very, very different from what they were last year.
They played really well in the preseason. You know, Coach Shiano is a really good coach, has a track record of being a winner. So, you know, they're going to be well prepared and come out and play hard. So we have to go on the road against a division opponent. It's never easy, but we're up for the task, and we'll see what happens.
All right, Greg, good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, guys.
For Greg Olsen and his teammates, this regular season starts in the shadow of the pirate ship against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All hands on deck and fire the cannons.
It means something now. You know, it really means the preseason games, you know, obviously mean something, but this, you know, this especially being, you know, a league game is, you know, even bigger for us. They say practice is fast, preseason's fast, games fly. So, you know, it's going to be one of those things that's going to pick up as it goes.
And it's just like Coach said, you know, we can embrace this chance that we have, embrace the opportunity, and go forward, you know, and just take it like a real game and prepare the right way, and our chances will be great.
So the players are certainly focused for the game on Sunday, but, Mick, I don't know that the NFL schedule makers did the Panthers any favors to be on the road, face a divisional opponent. But with that said, if the Panthers can get the W, how significant is it for the start of the 2012 season?
Oh, gee, I think it'd be huge. It'd almost be like a win and a half in a way if the Panthers could get it, because you've got a divisional game, you've got a road game, and you've got the opening game. So to get off to a good start on the road against a divisional opponent, those three factors would add up to this being much more significant possibly than just one victory.
So as the week ends, the Buccaneers stand in the way. How do you think this trip down here to Florida will be remembered?
I think it'll be remembered as a great trip, a bonding time. And if the Panthers win, you know how superstitious coaches are, borderline nutty.
Yep.
We may end up packing our bags and coming back here to the IMG Academy next year when the Tampa Bay game rolls around.
I'd take that risk. How about that?
Yeah, no doubt. It'd be a lot of fun. Well, Greg, great job. We also want to thank Tom Butler behind the camera, Mike Kraft, and Stephen Herbster for holding things down back in Charlotte. So for all of our crew, this is Mick Mixon, and we'll see you next week right here inside the Panthers Huddle.
Presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the NFL.